and Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. A lot of very important news. Obviously, half of the country is waited on their hands with bated breath for a decision in the Chauvin trial. Minnesota insurance carriers, meanwhile, are sweating bullets because half the city might burn tonight, literally, or tomorrow, or whenever a verdict comes in. And the police officer last May, George Floyd situation, that is yet to be determined. They are deliberating as we speak. As far as I know, last time I checked, I mean, unless there something's happened in the last 5 minutes, we'll keep checking to see if there's an update. But they're still deliberating. The Dr. Edward Group is here, absolutely one of our favorites, Global Healing Center. His knowledge, his passion, his commitment, his conviction is inspiring. And he'll be here to answer questions, talk about your immune system, the like, what have you. Who knows where we'll go with him. We're going to try to keep him on task just to protect him, protect him from himself, if nothing else. We love Dr. Group, and we're happy that he is joining us. A lot of news. Uncle Kevin is here also. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America. And if the jury was smart, they would keep it going all summer so they won't have all those riots. They can deliberate all summer. It's taking a while.
Yeah, you got to wait
until the cold weather. People don't like to riot in the cold weather.
Yeah. Maybe they'll pray for it. Look, we gotta milk this until a meteor hits the earth, and so people will forget about us.
Yeah, exactly. We gotta have another crisis.
Because we don't know if our lives are, no matter what we do, we don't know what our lives are going to be. And they don't. I mean, Maxine Waters coming out. Anyway, all that news, have to make a acknowledgement of yesterday. Do you know what yesterday was, Kev?
I fell off the roof.
Oh, that's terrible. I was at, with some of my family and some of my wife's family. And I asked each one of them there. My wife was the only one who knew what yesterday was. Yesterday was April 19th. April 19th, 1775, 246 years ago. By the rude bridge that arched the flood, there breezed the April's flag unfurled. Here, once in battle's farmer stood and fired the shot heard round the world. Ralph Waldo Emerson, that's on the 50th anniversary of that event, or the decoration, I think. They did that poem. They erected a statue in Lexington, Concord. Britain decided they were taking the guns. The report, of course, were coming to Britain that America was cowardice. They would never fire and would never rebel against the king directly. So they got more aggressive. And what they found, there were eight or nine men who were killed, 8 or 9, 10 men who were injured. There weren't a lot. I mean, there were probably 30 or so men standing against a army, a horsed army. These are basically the elite of the British army were coming through there, 700 of them, and 30 Americans. 30 Americans stood on the Lexington Green and said, "You will not pass. My life is not worth as much as my freedom. And my right to own a gun is worth more than my right and my life to breathe." And they killed them. They killed them. They went forward. Word spread throughout all the towns. It was the first time on several skirmishes, several, you know, incidences, whatever you want to call them, where other communities came to the aid of Concord. And those British soldiers were routed. Many of them were killed. There was a rumor that there was no quarter for them. If they were to be captured or hit off the horse, they would be executed. They fought like lions to get out of there. They called in another 700 reinforcements. They had stepped into a hornet's nest. The American people, the great message to all the world is America is a world of opportunity, is a world of kindness, is a world of generosity, is over-exuberance of all these things. It's been through history. Among other things, but definitely those. But when you piss us off, God help you. And in this case, the fury, the might, the providence of God was behind all their actions, met their sacrifice with divine help with divine power, and it led to the greatest political document ever written a little over a year later, the greatest sentence ever written in political history. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. It is law, it is unanimously accepted as fact in this country. It is the basis of everything. The Constitution that came after, the keystone of it, the capstone, the only thing that matters in relative comparison is the Bill of Rights, relative to all of it, relative to our charter, relative to our endowment of our Creator. These are not esoteric discussions in America. These are legal, lawful discussions that our Creator endowed us with power and dominion, just as it says in Genesis, and that the law must respect it, must honor it, and it is government's only purpose for existence. This is America. Yesterday was Patriots Day. God bless America. God bless America. God bless America. And may we repent of our carelessness and our forgetfulness of the law. Your thoughts, Uncle Amen. Kevin, before we go to the news.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's all you got to say?
Okay. No, it's beautiful. No, I can't add anything better than that. That was really good.
Let's move on.
Except they've fought like hellcats.
Well, I mean, you're talking even World War II. My grandfather, or your father, is a decorated World War II veteran, presidential citation. In World War II, the Germans, to let you know the fervor that was in Americans, and these were Israelites. I mean, we talked about that with McKinney. These were Israelites that came to Western Europe, and then they came to America. They had that fighting. You know, Israelites are fighters.
Fighters.
And where? Okay, I'll go even further. The Second Amendment. Where the Second Amendment came from? You know, you talk about the basis of law. Well, the Bible has nothing to do with it. Come on. Don't be a retard. Of course it did. The experts will say 30 to 50% of the Constitution has a basis somewhere in the Bible directly from those people. Of course it did. It was intertwined with their lives. Where does the Second Amendment come from? Because in the Bible, with all the other countries around the world and all the other nations, most of them, a king did not want his subjects to be armed. Most of them. Just like now.
Most of them. That was
Israel,
a bad idea, the king thought.
Yes. Yes, because he might get his head chopped off. Israel.
Might be armed revolt.
Right. There's no armed revolt if you're not armed.
Can't have that.
Israel.
Got to keep them starved. And that's why a lot of the kings call them the wee people, because they were so starved and small.
The Israelites, not only were they allowed to have a sword and allowed to be armed, they were commanded in the Bible by God. It was their duty. Moses, it was their duty. It was their command that they were armed. The largest standing army in the world is where, ladies and gentlemen? The United States of America. You think that doesn't mean something? Ask Japan in World War II.
Oh, yeah.
Getting to the news. Second degree murder. This is from Justia. I don't know how you pronounce it. It's a legal law site. This is the definition of second degree murder. Now, I will give you, some states have slight variations on this. California for one, of course. Maybe Minnesota. But let me read the definition straight from Justia. Second degree murder is defined as an intentional killing that was not premeditated. Although the act of killing may be the same in first and second degree murder, the mental state of the defendant at the time of the crime is different. Second degree murder requires that the defendant acted impulsively and without premeditation, but with an intent and understanding of his actions. This is distinguished from voluntary manslaughter. What is being debated now in this George Floyd case, Chauvin case, the police officer? He's being tried for second-degree murder. He's also being tried for manslaughter. The debate is going to be which one. You want my mind. He's obviously guilty of something. By this definition of a second-degree murder, I don't know how you feel, Kev. The first actions when he, gets Floyd and gets him on the ground, you're going to have a hard time convincing me, at least at first, his initial actions, he acted impulsively or he acted understanding his actions that this was going to... I can't buy that from looking at what I saw. I don't know your thoughts.
No. No, he did everything by the book. They taught in their manual, it says you get him down and put your knee on his on a person's neck to control him. And obviously the guy was out of control because he was in the car kicking and screaming, and so they dragged him out. He was all pumped full of drugs, so he did the right thing. But, it, you know, obviously he kept it on there too long, in my opinion, his knee.
Well, this is where this – if I'm sitting – now, again, ladies and gentlemen, I have not been following this, you know, super close. Some of my family have. They've been talking to me. We've been going back and forth. I have not followed it super close. What would get me – I'm glad I'm not on this jury, but what would get me is the fact that he never took his knee off
right
his neck.
Right.
Never. Never performed CPR.
He showed a very reckless indifference to life.
There's no question in my mind it's manslaughter. No question.
Yeah, to no me. Question.
That, from what I've seen.
Be. Yeah, that's what he should be. But if he gets manslaughter, he's going to be rioting all through the
right. If he's not
all through the United States, no question, cities are going to be lit on fire if he doesn't
what
get
are
first
the
degree
odds?
Murder. And he's not even being tried for first degree murder.
Well, see, that's what the, you know. Well, what's her name? Maxine Waters.
Waters.
Yeah, Maxine Waters is saying he's guilty of first degree murder. So she's already putting in people's mind.
She's lighting the fires, you know,
right.
Stoking the fires. He's not even being tried for that.
She's also putting that jury in danger.
Oh yeah, big time.
I don't know if they know
judge
that.
Judge admonished her for, you know.
What?
Her controversial thing saying that you got to get in her face, you know?
It's going to come out, no matter what the decision is, I bet you it'll come out that the jury got word about what Maxine Waters said, and that one of their family members told them, look, you better darn well not let this guy go because your life will be over. And I bet you it'll come out, and then it'll be a mistrial. And
there'll
be
a mistrial. She can't be whooping saying that. You know, they got a real good shot at a mistrial.
An
Why
appeal.
The judge didn't
an appeal.
A mistrial
the judge said you
that?
Probably got an appeal.
I just don't know. He didn't.
Well,
he didn't want the crowd on him. You know.
Well, what he said was, I'm assuming they're not watching the news or having outside contact like they've been instructed. That's what he said. And so when it comes on appeal. If it turns out that that's not true, I mean, they'll win their appeal immediately. I mean,
yeah.
There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. No way will they lose their appeal if they found out that some of those jurors had heard that and their family's like, look, you better, you know, our life's over if you don't convict him, which basically it might be.
What she said, she was telling the protest to get more confrontational, you know? Tell me that's not inciting a riot.
There's no question. I mean, a lot more than I did at that airport when I get kicked off the airplane.
For a second.
I've told that story before. I don't have time today. We got a lot to talk about. But
exactly.
What are your odds that he's convicted of everything, including second-degree murder? What odds would you give it?
Probably 60%. I wouldn't. I think he's guilty of manslaughter. That's it.
Well, I no.
Because
I,
they didn't
no,
give a CPA
I think he's,
after
I, look,
he died, and that's standard police procedure.
Yes, but he never took his knee off the guy's neck.
Yeah,
never.
That's true.
Does he not know?
I mean, did he expect to kill the guy?
What? What is he retarded? Is he retarded?
In their manual. They teach you to do that.
Do they teach you not to give CPR? Do they teach you that when the guy's not moving?
No, he didn't give CPR, but they teach you to do, you know, that's standard procedure. So he showed indifference to life.
Well.
You know, whatever indifference to life is.
Well, he endangered life. It's more than indifference.
Is that manslaughter? Probably.
Man, of course it's manslaughter.
Yeah.
Of course it's manslaughter. 100% it's manslaughter. It's not even a debate if it's manslaughter. See, this debate, going back and forth like this, this is probably what's going on in these jury rooms right now, in these mm-hmm. deliberation rooms. I mean, this is a powder keg all across America. Now you know why these schools, why it's so dangerous.
No matter what happens, the cities are going to be lit afire.
Now you know why it's so dangerous. All these colleges have been having classes about rioting, classes about protesting. They've been teaching this, the sentiment for years, and BLM and whatever that means. And another teacher got, a judge resigned because she said all lives matter, not Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. A judge had to resign, or was forced to resign, or I don't know, she's whatever. She was pressured to resign.
Wow.
And this sentiment, a judge, that you don't worship at this. We have Maxine Waters doing what she did. You have another prominent Black activist. I don't know what other word you'd use to call them. They're all over YouTube, all over the different social media. Social media has not censored them at all. They've said her words, I'm almost verbatim, are, I don't care. I support that they're looting Dollar Tree. I support that they're looting Advanced Auto Parts. I don't care if people of color loot these businesses for the next 200 years. It wouldn't make up for what they did to us, what was done to us. Well, what did they do to you? I mean, that's my question. I'm so sick of hearing about this. Everybody knows slavery was awful. Everybody, don't sit here and lecture me like it's exclusive to Black people. One, there's slavery going on right now in the world. Now, if you want to talk about, let's stop the slavery, and slave trade in Syria and some of those other countries, sub-Saharan countries.
Libya?
It's going on right now. Okay, it's going on right now. Don't lecture me about something that happened at least 150 years ago. Okay? Two, it's not exclusive to Black people. The first American slaves were white. In fact, they were white as snow. They were Irish. They were gingers. The first slaves were gingers in America.
Yeah.
And me saying that, I'm not justifying it. I'm saying don't then lecture me about what we did exclusively to your people. And what. So should we give Irish people money? Should we, anybody who picked cotton, should we give money? Because the whole system that was created around slavery and the whole cotton system, I mean, where does this stop? Because if picking cotton was the requirement to get a check, my old man and most of my relatives on that side, they'd be getting one fat check. And I'm pretty darn sure that they pick more cotton than just about any Black person alive. And I don't mean that offensively. I don't mean that. What I'm saying is, if you're going to keep taking these arguments to the nth degree and just keep, then where does it stop? Should the Irish get reparations?
Well, Black Lives Matter wants everybody to get reparations. You come across the border, you get reparations.
If you have color, if you're not Anglo-Saxon, if your ancestors didn't found the United States of America, if your ancestors did not create the United States of America, they want you to get money and they want to blame you for what your ancestors did to them. Never mind that the Queen of England, the King of England at the time, was the one who brought slaves over to the United States. Let's never mind that. Let's just forget that for a fast second. The vaccine debate, it's not even a debate anymore, really. It's the lines are being drawn. There's a little gap in the middle of people that can go either way, I think. It's important that you get information out. There's an article. Now I just had the article. Where is it? It's a scientist, a PhD virologist. Where? I just had the article. One, there's a study out of Stanford and we put this in the news. You can look at this in the news. Thepowerhour.com, go to the news section. Study out of Stanford, which talks about the effectiveness of the masks. Their conclusion, they're not effective. Their other conclusion, actually they're counterproductive. Actually they're counterproductive and hurt you. Stanford just came out.
You breathe your own garbage, you know?
They're
terrible for you.
Where is this article? Gosh, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. This is an important article. This is on the website too. Here it is. Childrenshealthdefense.org. And the guy's name, let's see, is Ken Beagle-Leeson. PhD. He's a virologist. And the article is Why I Won't Take the Johnson & Johnson Vaccine, a Scientist's Perspective. He goes on and he tackles the most important debate about these vaccines, and that is, does it manipulate your DNA or not? And the vaccine industry keeps telling us point blank that it does not. There's no way. It's impossible. Blah 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 blah. Here's you got to read the article. It's a little technical, but it's amazing. Here's his conclusion. The question then arises, if this is the case, why do vaccine manufacturers assure us that their marginally tested products are genetically quote-unquote safe? And what he means is, if this is true, that DNA is manipulated by this. And he proves it in this article. You read. Here's his three conclusions. I would suggest three possible explanations, all equally reprehensible. One, it may be that the scientists in these companies simply do not know the history of this field. What can one say? Those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Okay? That's number one. That's the best of these options, but that's terrible as it is. Number two.
Yeah.
It may.
They know.
They'd have to be a fool, not, I mean, they,
yeah, have to be
of
a
course
fool
they
not
do.
To know
somebody out there does. Two.
Your DNA.
Two. It may be that anything in the industry which does not improve the quarterly profit report is at great risk of being ignored. Three. It may be that calling a new vaccine safe in the pharmaceutical world means little more than that the company has the legal resources to deal with any liability claims that arise. Well, in the vaccine industry,
there is no liability. It's all on the government.
This is a fantastic, fantastic article. Fantastic. Check it out. ThePowerHour.com. Dr. Group on the other side. And Uncle Kevin, last word is yours, my friend.
Another great day in America. Amen.
Well, there you go. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen.
See ya.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
Know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin or toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
One of our absolute favorite guests and one of my absolute favorite people, out of all the people I've met on this, whatever you want to call this, being in this position for the last 4 or 5 years now, my absolute favorite person that I've able to meet and interact with and respect I have for him, there's two people, Pastor Wright and our next guest, Dr. Edward Group. He is the founder of Global Healing Center. He is a patriot. He is an amazing, convicted medical advocate for you and your family. His products are fantastic. There are many of them at the Power Mall. We'll talk about some of them, I'm sure, and what's current and going on. Dr. Edward Group, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, I have to say, Daniel, thanks for that introduction, but, you know, the Power Hour has always been one of my favorite shows, too. It's just like we always have just really good conversation and really get down to the nitty-gritty on how people can change their lives. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I mean, what's going on in the environment, when I say what's going on in the external environment, is what's happening in your space, you know, what's happening where you work, what's happening with the world, what's happening with the earth, and then what's happening in your internal environment, you know, what kind of foods or what kind of things are you putting in your body that may be causing harm, and how can we change those, or how can we give solutions to people to be able to progress every single day, even if it's 1% every single day, and to grow and to change and to become a better person, a better leader, a better father, mother, you know, et cetera. So thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to come on and share, you know, some of the things that we've done and some of the technologies that we know about and some of the, you know, natural products or systems that we've used to completely change people's lives.
I'm going to ask you, you know, before we get into some of the specifics, this is kind of an esoteric question, but do you see that people are progressing let's look at just this America, not the world, but in America, do you see it's a divide? Maybe people are getting darker, lighter. I don't know. Are people progressing in that mission that you were talking about?
There's a certain group of people. I mean, what I've noticed in 25 years is when it's time for you to wake up, you're going to wake up. And it doesn't matter, like, if you're waking up politically, if you're waking up spiritually, if you're waking up, you know, biologically, meaning, let's say you look in the mirror one day and you've just had it with yourself. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. So you go online and you say, you know, I want to change, and you make that decision, and then you just started your path. You just started going up the stairway to health. And yes, it still happens. I mean, look at the natural healthcare industry. It's been growing by leaps and bounds. You know, But there's always a balance between positive and negative. That's just the way that the world works. I mean, you have good doctors, bad doctors. You have good information, true information. You have false information, which is deception. There's always got to be a balance between sadness and happiness and joy and anger and fear and happiness. And I mean, everything, there's a balance between a negative and a positive. But, you know, right now is very difficult times. I mean, the whole world has been going through, you know, a waking up process. There's a certain group of people that, you know, don't necessarily believe everything the media is telling them. We learned that, you know, 20-something years ago, I mean, to not just take any information as truth, but to become a truth seeker. And then a truth teller, you know, and to make sure that you try to educate people, because the true definition of a doctor is a teacher first. So I believe that when it's time for you to wake up, you'll wake up. Now, I also think that the times that we're in right now are, even people that have been awakened to certain deceptions and lies, you know, they might have. It's you have to look at where it's all coming from. See, one of the things that I've learned is you always have to trace it back to the root cause. So instead of just saying, you know, we have a world right now full of deception, all that, well, why is that? You know, where is the root cause coming from? And that boils down to, you know, some pretty in-depth rabbit holes that, you know, most people would say, you know, these are conspiracy theories, but most people aren't ready to go down those different types of holes of really determining what the truth is. People like us, we have to, because we're the ones that are out there trying to give solutions to everybody on how they can improve their life and give them good, accurate information to review. We never say, hey, I'm 100% right. We always say, listen, here's the research. Look at it and make your own decision. I mean, we believe that in freedoms. We believe in freedom of choice. We believe in the freedom to do what we're able to do. So I think that right now, it's, if I look at in what's been happening in my world with people calling our office, and most everything right now is centered upon still the pandemic and around the vaccinations, and that's a, in my opinion, that's a pretty serious situation. And I've had, everybody has had good friends and family members and individuals really debating that issue or not debating that issue. You know, should I go do this? Should I not do this? You know, what's going to happen? Am I going to be able to travel? There's a lot of ifs and a lot of questioning that's happening right now. But that's not a bad thing. I mean, you know, whenever you have a lot of questioning, that's actually usually a good thing. So I usually, like, try to stay positive and try to focus on solutions. But I think that we're going to see this year the results of everything that happened with the media. And it, to me, it all comes down to the media. If I was to say, you know, people say, well, what's the head of the snake? You know, what's the bad thing out there? And for me, it's until we change the media and the lies and the deception that the media is portraying out there, because that's what 95-96% of the people, that's where they get their news. And when you see the level of censorship happening in this world, I mean, it's common sense to me to say, wow, if they're censoring all this information, why are they censoring it? It must be good, right? I mean, I want to start looking at the stuff that's being censored. Okay, I don't, you know, because there's got to be a reason why it's being censored. You know, you have doctors that have come out even early on in COVID and said that, you know, presented different types of therapeutics that was squashed. I mean, you know, I think over time people have to see what's really happening to be able to change. And I do think there's a certain group of people now that are just they don't believe what's coming out of the politicians' mouths anymore. They don't believe what's being, you know, spread in the newspapers. They don't believe what's being on the mainstream media channels anymore. And how can you? I mean, they say one thing one day and another thing the next.
I've talked to, you know, I talked to quite a few people, and these are people that are, you know, into news. They're with it. They're pretty forward-thinking type people in all walks of life. And I've been kind of surprised how people before, you know, you say the word conspiracy theory, they're like, I don't know if that's, they're telling me now that, hey, whatever conspiracy theory there was before, I believe them all. I believe them all. I'll believe them before I believe anything the media says, anything the government. I mean, this is crazy. I just believe it all now. It's crazy. I mean, that's where they are. It's a pretty big switch.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's great. And it's actually not technically conspiracy theory.
No,
if you look about it, it's what they're doing is the conspiracy theory. I mean, the conspiracy theory is actually the mainstream media and the involvement of the CIA and all the projects that they've unleashed for a long period of time to guide people in the direction that they want them guided in. And that goes deeper than just the media. It goes in the whole schooling system as well. You know, from the time you're born, there's a plan to mold you into this human that is submissive, and it has to do with the fluoride in the water, and it has to do with all the chemicals in the foods and the preservatives and all the vaccines at an early age. And, you know, everything is planned to turn you basically into a zombie that's easily controllable. Your mind wrapped around even the subliminal messages that have been used for decades in the background of advertising, et cetera, to mold you into this, you know, basically robot-type zombie kind of a person and make you dependent upon other people for your life instead of dependent upon yourself. They basically take all your ideals away from you, make you depend on a doctor if your health is bad, or make you depend on a boss or anybody else, and they take away all of your self,
your
righteousness,
reason,
and all the power that you have within
your divine
yourself.
Spark. Yeah, the divine spark of reason that you have. I watched the show. It's called, it was on Netflix, called Magic for Humans or something. I think that's what it was. And there was one episode that goes directly with what you just said. Everything that you just said, for most of our listeners, they understand that. Maybe for a lot of new listeners, they're like, what is he talking? I'm not programmed. I'm not. This episode hit home with me. Let me describe it to you. It blew my mind. This is a magician, and he'll do all kind of street tricks, whatever. It's pretty cool. One of his experiments that he did was on the mind and mind control. He got three social media influencers, and all these three people have millions of followers on social media. They come up with catchy lines. They come up with pictures and hashtags and the whole deal. And he gets all three of them, and he knows nothing about social media influence, and they're kind of making fun of him, whatever. It's kind of funny. He asked them to do, he said, do you think I can influence you? And they're like, yeah, okay, yeah, right, whatever. Okay, all right, whatever. So here's what I want you to do. There's 20 scenes in this little area. It's an area where you take pictures and you can do all kind of for family, funny things, whatever. We're at this building. There's 20 different scenes. You go to any of the 20 scenes. Here's a box with 50 props. Now listen to what I'm saying. This is stunning. Here is 50 props. There is 20 rooms with different scenes, all kind of funny scenes, weird scenes. I want you to take your props, go take a bunch of pictures, and then come to me with your best social media hashtag and your best bit thing at the end. And they say, okay. So they go around, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and he's talking to them the whole time. And at the end, they all pick one of these pictures for their social media post and a hashtag. Every one of them picked the room with the watermelon swing with a tray, an ice cube tray, and used the hashtag tray cool or some variation, very close to that. One was a little different, very close. And he revealed his, and it was exactly the same. And their jaws about hit the ground. How is this possible? Then he goes back over the last 30 minutes of their conversation, and he highlights the mental mind control cues that he gave over the last 30 minutes or so during his conversation, where he influenced them subliminally and overtly to make that decision. I saw that, my jaw hit the floor, and I realized just how powerful these people in a suit and a smile and the words they choose and the way they say things and the way they're all saying the same different thing. And in school, the textbooks and how they're all coming from a central point and the different way the language and the words that they attach to certain things. And I thought, my God, it just hit me like, wow. If he can do this in 30 minutes to these social media influencers, what in the world, the scope of what they're doing to the American people?
So tell everybody what the name of that show is and what episode, because that's something that everybody should watch.
It was Magic. See, I should maybe during the break I can look for the episode. Magic for Humans, yeah. I'm pretty sure is the name of it. And it's one. There's two or three seasons of it. And it's, I don't know the name of the episode, but I was, my jaw hit the floor and it clicked. And I'm like, you know, people talk about sending your child to school. And like, well, school's not that bad. It's you don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. They know how to subtly manipulate. Even the teacher is ignorant most of the time. They can subtly manipulate your child. So the time they're 18 and they come out of school, they're half of a socialist. And by the time they go to college, well, most of them, they're full-born socialist ideas. And you thought, well, I come from a Christian, conservative, a patriotic home. How did this happen? Watch that show and there won't be any doubt anymore.
I just pulled it up. It says Influencing the Influencers is the name of the show.
There it is.
It's Magic for Humans. Magic for Humans, yeah.
That's it. Watch that episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
It will stun you. It will stun you what he does in that. Anyway, now you got me off on a tangent, Dr. Group. Usually it's me getting you off on a tangent.
Well, I know the thing about this show is we never know what we're really going to discuss. I mean, definitely it's usually around current events, you know, what's going on, obviously, and then addressing the questions from people that, you know, what are people challenged with right now, you know, and I think that the what I'm hearing is probably the same thing you're hearing. There's a lot of division, you know, between family members especially. And it's really the thing that's been the highest level of focus, or at least the most questions and kind of the main theme of what we've been dealing with at Global Healing over the last probably 3 or 4 months, kind of all revolves around the vaccination issue. That's kind of what the main theme has been. And it's just really sad because some people say, you know, they don't, in the family, they don't want it. And then some of the family members do get it. And then, you know, now we're seeing that, you know, we've been focused really on, you know, trying to help people recover. There's been so many people that have been damaged by some of the side effects. And
let me pause you. Before you get down there, let's pause the recovery. Let's put that to the side for a second. Let's address what you just said first. How there's a lot of people who are listening, all kind, their family is all over the place, and they feel like they're living in their own echo chamber, maybe with their family. How do people address that division within their family? Do you have any suggestions for that before we move forward?
So what we've noticed is that usually, There's multiple members in the family that get the vaccine, and then there's a couple, maybe one or two, that doesn't, and they're not allowing that person to come over and see their granddaughters, or they're not allowed to come over and see the children. I mean, or for that matter, the children were vaccinated, and they're not allowing their mom to come over until they get vaccinated. And it's amazing. And another big thing that I've heard is that people are saying, well, I don't care. I want to be able to travel. You know, I just don't care. I want to be able to travel,
yes,
and that's why I'm getting
that.
Vaccinated.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, you might not be alive. Like, you know, how can you think about, you know, traveling? But there's just so much deception going on right now regarding that whole issue. And there's not that aside, right? I mean, I believe in free choice, of course. You know, if that's your choice, I'm not going to judge you for it. You know, I'm going to provide anyone who asks with credible information on it and you know, tell people what my thoughts are if they ask. But I'm not going to go around, you know, forcing people to make a decision, because, I mean, I think in America that's the values we stand on, is that we have the freedom of choice. My focus for the last 3 months has been on, you know, trying to help people or trying to work with doctors on some sort of a recovery program. But for as far as the families and the friends and stuff go, I mean, I was just talking to about a 26-year-old kid the other day that's pretty in the know in the Houston area, and he said that it's, you know, it's the same in that age range too. I mean, that a lot of people are, a lot of his friends are getting the vaccine, and it's, you know, they're so strict about it that now they're having, you know, get-togethers, and, you know, they're not allowing anybody that's had the vaccine to come over, that hasn't had the vaccine to come over. So, I mean, aside from the fact of yes, vaccinate, no vaccinate, there's a whole nother issue, a deeper issue here, emotional issue of, you know, rejection of loved ones. And to me, that's almost more serious, you know what I mean? Because then it starts brewing up emotions, and emotions create disease, and that would be resentment, jealousy, fear, anger towards people. And that's what we're seeing. I mean, we're seeing a disruption of the family. We're seeing disruption of relationships, even husbands and wives. One person wants to do one thing and the other person doesn't want to do it. So on a deeper level, you know, that the vaccine is an external choice, but on a deeper level, we're really seeing emotional disturbances start to brew up, and we're starting to see that within families and individuals and coworkers. It's actually spilling into the offices and with friends. You know, that's kind of the situation that we've been noticing, and it's really creating depression too. I mean, it's creating depression and stress and anxiety and all kinds of negative emotions. And that's bad for everybody, regardless if you get the vaccine or you don't get the vaccine. I mean, anyone living in a detrimental, very low energy state because they're dealing with emotions, harmful emotions. You know, that's just a recipe for more, you know, negative health conditions.
When I see people with masks, and I see, you know, stores, you know, looking at me sideways if I don't have a mask, I start getting angry, and I try not to. I'm trying to let it go. How can I, help me here, Doc? I'm on the couch here. How can I not have those feelings, or give me a different perspective, maybe?
Well, you just have to know and respect that everybody, you know, can make their own decisions. I mean, that's how I, you know, we've been in this arena for over 20 something years, and so you learn over time. Like, you know, you get angry that they're putting fluoride in the water. You get angry that, you know, doctors give patients pharmaceuticals instead of detoxifying them and finding what the root cause of their situation is. You know, sometimes you get angry that they're forcing kids to take mental health tests and wanting to put them on Ritalin and diagnose them with bipolar without even seeing them. You get angry that they increase the vaccinations from, like, you know, 3 by the time you're 12 to like 36 or more by the time you're 8. You know, you can get angry all all day long if you want about different things. And it is aggravating. I mean, trust me, like, I mean, it's still, for me, you still have to catch yourself. You have to catch yourself and just take a deep breath and just say, you know, that person has a choice, and be grateful. Just be grateful that you know the truth. Like, you know that you're a chosen one. I mean, you're not necessarily a chosen one, but you've taken the time and effort to do your own research. And for me, I kind of flip it to gratefulness. That's it, you know, because it's no good for you to be angry. But I mean, we all go through emotions, okay? You're going to go through that. The solution is, how fast do you switch it from a negative to a positive?
I've noticed
it's impossible, because we live in a balance of negative and positive anyway. So it's impossible to. It's just, how long are you going to feel that feeling?
You said the word chosen, and you went away from it a little bit. I don't know if I'd shy away from that word, because I think people who carry the truth are chosen. They're chosen for something. You're carrying the truth. You're carrying a spark of something. It's a tangible, quantifiable entity in the universe to hold truth, and your convictions and your consciousness, your dominion has power and sway. And so when you hold truth in you, you are chosen. You're chosen for something, to replicate this truth. Hopefully a truth can, puncture the world, and truth can proliferate throughout the world. You are chosen in a way. We got about a minute before the break. Any last thoughts on that?
I mean, we're all chosen to do certain things, and we all grow as we should be all growing. We should all have the desire to grow as a person, as a leader, as a manager, and everything else. And so, with that being said, we all have the opportunity to spread truth.
Absolutely. Love it. Love your perspective. You're the most interesting doctor I've ever talked to.
I'll tell you that.
Dr. Edward Group on the other side. ThePowerMall.com, and get his products. We will get to some of the products and solutions and recovery. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.